I was at the police station yesterday, and I saw that the police department held a coloring contest for third graders in the school district. The theme was police in the community. So I'm going to show them to you and make fun of them, all while giving them a score of 1 to 5. Here goes. I think it's fair to assume the kid who drew this is a little racist. It looks like the police officer is arresting a black man who is so black that he doesn't even have a face. Notice how the cop is rubbing the assailant's pants with his ridiculously long, jointless arms. And I'm not too familiar with the police dress code, but I'm pretty sure police officers can't wear green sleeveless tank tops on duty. But I like how the son is wearing sunglasses, and for some reason, 3Ms are levitating over the cop car, so I'm going to give this one a 4 out of 5 stars. The second picture is a bit confusing. I'm not quite sure what's going on here, but it looks like a female police officer and a little kid are at a zoo looking at a giraffe and a lion, which would be pretty normal, except for the little kid is crying. I'm not really sure why, but I'm guessing that the lion ate his whole family, and the police officer is just trying to get the details for the crime scene. And this kid's been through a lot, clearly, so I'm going to show a little mercy and give a 3 out of 5 stars. Okay, this one is by far the worst contest entry. This kid put no effort into his drawing. Not only is the artwork horrendous, but it makes absolutely no sense. The gunman has his hands in the air like he's surrendering, but he's somehow firing the gun without even touching it, and the bullets just fall out of the gun onto the kid's head. And look at the kid getting shot. It was originally a smile, but then the artist must have realized that when people get shot, they usually frown, and then quickly changed it. Not only that, the theme for the contest was supposed to be police in your community, but there's no police in the picture. Just a little girl getting shot in the head by a man wearing purple pants. All while Joe J. Joe on the right just smiles. It's amazing how this kid passed second grade. It really shows you something about the public schools in America. 1 star. Okay, this next picture is pretty interesting. First off, what planet is this taking place on? Mercury? The sun is enormous. You can actually see the solar flares. Anyways, the picture appears to be a Cyclops police officer walking his police cat, although it's saying bark bark, so I assume he was trying to draw a dog, as an over-cliched bank robber is hiding behind a bundle of sticks. I'm pretty sure it's a bank robber, but it kind of looks like a ninja. Either way, it's pretty cool. The drawing, it's pretty good, but he made a lot of spelling mistakes, so it's going to cost him 4 stars. Okay, here's the last one. It's a bit confusing, but it's pretty cool. The kid picked a really good theme, a police chase. Everybody likes police chases. But I can't really tell who exactly is chasing who. At first glance, it appears that the two evil-looking dudes in the blue and red car are chasing a police officer, but that would make no sense. It could be that the police are chasing the other car, but they would be driving on the left-hand side of the road, making this all take place in England. Either way, judging by the fact that the car has an awesome flame paint job and dollar signs for rims, it's safe to say that this third grader watches a little too much Pimp My Ride. Either way, 5 out of 5. That's it for the coloring contest, and if any of you guys out there think you can draw better than third graders, please post them up and we will all make fun of them and judge them and give them a score of 1 to 5. See you later.